I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before. And I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
It is the 26th day of April 2010. Good morning. This is the Morning Liberty Program. I'm RJ. I do appreciate you tuning in. My hope is that by the time we are done this morning, you will feel that you have gained from the visit tuning into RBN this morning. I have been taking a look at things, and there are a couple of issues that stand out for me, right? We're paying attention to the news, watching what is happening right in front of us. I'm taking a look at immigration, this new law that was signed in Arizona by the governor there. Of course, she is a Republican, Jan Brewer. And what gets me, right, I could dive into all of the other aspects of this new law. Apparently, police officers believe that this now takes the handcuffs off of them, as they're the ones who have to deal with illegal immigration in America. And apparently, Arizona is at least one of the states on the very front lines of human trafficking and drug smuggling. And in Arizona, supposedly, there's about 460,000 undocumented immigrants. Of course, there's many others from Mexico in Arizona who are legally here. And they probably believe that they may be pulled over by police officers. And who knows what could happen from here, right? What I wonder if, I wonder if this law can be the law in Arizona, then what's to say how long will it be until you and I are required to carry our papers? Papers, please. Whether it's in New York, whether it's in Florida, or California, or Texas, or Montana, Washington, Alaska, who knows, right? Will this become the law where we live? As Americans, freedom for us, it isn't just about what's in the Constitution. It's about our faith in our freedom. Our ability to go from city to city, or county to county, or state to state, without having to show papers to anybody. I have had others mention, Catherine Albrecht, for example, mention that they felt it's going to be a matter of time, that this is where it may start, where papers are required if you may come from other countries here. But it's just a matter of time until they are required for us. We will be back with Jim Phillips right after the break. This is RBN.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
After the hour, this is the Morning Liberty Program. Our phone number, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Jim Phillips, how are you?
Big today. How about yourself?
I'm all right. What part of the country are you from or at this morning?
Well, I'm back home. I spent Friday and all day Saturday up in Afton, Wyoming. I was teaching a class up there for the Lincoln County for their all the people they could invite up there, so we had a great class. It's a great area in the country. So
yeah, there's still snow up there, isn't there?
Well, it's kind of like here. The snow's melted off down in the valley, but there's, you know, lots of snow up in the mountains. Frost in the morning, but I love Star Valley. It's a great place.
So what was the number one issue you felt that was really important to teach this last weekend?
Well, I did the what I sometimes call the Big Four, going through these issues of provident living, and the main classes that we did were what I want to call it, the attitude, the foundation, the principles class. And then on clothing, water, sanitation, which is where we start. You know, there's nine areas or these nine modules, and so I was able to do four of the nine. It takes at least 2 hours to present the basics in each one of those areas, and so that's what I was doing. And then I did an overview of Friday night, because not everybody could come on Saturday. Then also, sometimes people are not sure if they really want to come, so they might come on Friday evening. I did 4 hours Friday evening, and then about 9 hours of instruction on Saturday.
I wonder if, as you are teaching to mothers and fathers and families, if you realize at the moment that some of these people you have never met before, but as you share with them your concepts and principles and the details that you have become an expert in, do you realize as you're teaching, in fact, that what you're sharing may in fact save their lives?
Well, I guess I do to a point. That's not necessarily my focus. My focus is just to deliver the material. I figure that the people that are there are fulfilling a stewardship. Their stewardship, which is to learn and take care of their family, their household, and help their neighbors and people around them. That's their stewardship. My stewardship is to do the best I can to deliver principle-based information that can make a difference, and it is my hope that it does make a difference, and I make an assumption that it does, but again, that's not my my focus necessarily. It's just delivering the best that I possibly can to them, because we'll all be held accountable for how we, you know, carry off our stewardship, basically.
I really enjoy that attitude is a big part of your big four of a provident living.
It certainly is. I guess the main thing that I feel that I do or that I want to do, and it is kind of in an attitude area, but it's to bring some hope. And it was very interesting because I did have one lady come up at the end of the class. I think it was right at the end when we finished. She'd been there all Friday evening and then all day Saturday. And she came up and said, "You've given me hope that I can do these things." And part of that, I think, comes about once you get an understanding of how to organize this stuff in your thinking, because if you just step back and look at it and say, okay, I live this lifestyle right now that's quite comfortable and everything works and there's this infrastructure and system around me so that everything is just, you know, it just happens and we have a good life, and we do. And if you think, well, what happens for some reason that infrastructure and this external, you know, help and support goes away, and now I have to kind of make up for all of those things. And you look at that and you say, my goodness, it's too big, it's too much, it's too hard, it's too expensive, it's all of these things. But part of that is because you don't know how to organize your thinking. And so that's a part of it in the principle area, is helping people understand how to get your head around this stuff and that you can, in fact, do it. But the other part that's so important, and this is why I appreciated what the Lincoln County did up there, is that it's not about trying to set every household up so you're on your own, completely separate, you're never going to talk to anybody else again. It's not you against the world. We really, truly need community. And they were working to develop within their community a core of people that are prepared to deal with things. And my point to that group is, I want to impart this information because you become a core that can reach out and help other people before, during, after, when things happen. And, you know, that area up there can face its own unique set of most likely things that could occur. But any number of things could happen, even the less likely. I mean, they live next door to the super volcano of Yellowstone. Of course, if the super volcano goes off, it's all over. You don't have to worry about that one. But then again, what if it's not the super volcano? It's just a nice, normal-sized eruption that occurs, and now then the area is cut off, and there's lots of damage and things like that. So you don't look at something and say, well, there's no way to survive, because there always is a way to survive. As long as you haven't been taken out in the beginning when an event occurs, then you've got a chance. As long as your head, your heart is in the right place and you have some knowledge, skills, then there's always a way. And that's part of what we want to do, is help people have hope.
I was so surprised this last weekend. I had a chance to go up and see a couple of my new grandsons. About a month ago or so, a daughter of mine had twins. She had them about 6 weeks early. I really haven't discussed this, but here we go. And they have been in the hospital, the doctors waiting for these boys to gain weight and to hold their own as far as respiration, right? So I had the chance to see one of them and hold him and to get to know him a little bit. Then I went up and saw some friends that I haven't seen for about 8 years. And they live in the Salt Lake Valley. And they used to participate, attending events like your classes, for example, and preparing for, you know, whatever the event may be, and had a really positive attitude. But I was very taken back this last weekend to have a visit with, her name is Pat, okay? And his name is John. And they told me, well, heck, if something like that happened, you know, they want to die. And I just very surprised and taken back by that kind of a comment. And it's refreshing to hear, Jim, you say that, you know, there's always a way to survive. I think there is. I'm surprised, for example, talking about volcanoes, it looks like volcano tourism is now becoming popular. And I'm thinking hopping in like a helicopter and flying over to Iceland to take a look at the volcano, I'm thinking that thing is still, you know, erupting. No thank you very much.
Well, I'd kind of like to see it, but not up too close. I mean, you get too close and friendly with one of those things, it'll bite you. I looked into the volcano on the Big Island of Hawaii from the volcano observation place there. It's fascinating to see those things and what goes on in the earth around us. I mean, it's beautiful, it's fascinating, but it can also be very dangerous, very deadly. So you don't try to put yourself into harm's way. You know, I'm a guy that talks about if I get stuck, it's okay, and I'm not afraid to get stuck. I don't try to get stuck, but I'll go places where maybe there's a little higher probability. But you don't try to put yourself into the worst of situations. You go prepared. You go prepared with skill, knowledge, abilities, and an understanding of what to do about things. So if things start to go a little bit south on you, you can fix it and get out of there. But any one of us is a threat of having a comet, land on top of our house. I mean, that could occur. But we don't worry about those things. And that was part of what I pointed out to these people. And I always point out is there are some very cataclysmic events that if you're right at ground zero with them, you can't fix it. So the fixing that you do beforehand is in this area when we talk about the law of provident living. You know, it's spiritual attitude, knowledge, and stuff. And so the spiritual is taken care of. So if if you're taken out in a flash, well, you're prepared to do that. You can be prepared for anything is what it comes down to. And don't get ground up in the fear, in the worry of what might happen. Look at what could happen, what are the highest probability, and then you begin preparing yourself for those things, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, psychologically. And you prepare so that if the worst happens, you're like, well, okay, I'll do this.
I wonder if this attitude, and there are many who have this attitude, boy, if an earthquake happened here, or if a volcano erupted there, or even this weekend with their tornadoes that ripped through 7 states, about 12 dead and counting this last weekend in the Midwest and in the south, in the Gulf area, just amazing. Is it a selfish thing when someone's going to make the comment, well, you know, if that happened, I would just rather die? I take a look at, if I was not here, how many people it would impact. I have 6 children still under my roof. I have children who are still a couple of hours from here, and grandchildren that, you know, I would love to see, and I'm thinking I can still make a difference in their lives. Is that a real selfish attitude to believe, well, it would really be awful, you know, if something like that happened, and I would just rather go? It just seems really selfish to me.
Well, that's probably a good way to look at it. I mean, frankly, and as I analyze things, in some cases it is easier to die than to live. But then you have to have a purpose, and that's part of what I try to point out in the classes too, because as we go through and look at these things, some people can become discouraged.
Maybe some people aren't living. Anyway, we'll be back after the break. This is RBN.
Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Say go home, Skanagoaga. Skanagoaga, how you in a guy now we are. Say go home, Skanagoaga.
It is 23 minutes after the hour. This is the Morning Liberty Program. At RBN, thanks for tuning in. I am RJ, and Jim Phillips, he joins me every Monday. Last week, he got to sleep in as David Icke joined us. And these issues just really matter, and I appreciate Jim's willingness to join me and have this discussion. Appreciate you tuning in. Our phone number, 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. I guess I may as well go here now. The website, morningliberty.com, is now back up. And, oh my word, John out of Georgia has done just some awesome work so that this material can be available to you. You have people who will tell you, well, where's your evidence? Where's your proof? Well, there you go. Morningliberty.com. In fact, I do news releases every day, and I have media people like myself who have been gathering their evidence for years and years, and they send their news reports to me, and I make sure I share them with you, okay? Stuff that the main press will not deliver, so it's worth checking out, morningliberty.com. We will create a link between my site and Jim Phillips, his site, preparemyfamily.com. A couple of things that we are now working on. The price of silver, just like the price of gold, is going to be changing. And I have a contact who
will work with me, and we will create a 1/2 ounce silver coin, I guess, as well as a 1/4 ounce. And gold, we expect the price of gold to go just so high that if you exchange with your neighbor between stuff, you know, for stuff, that silver may be something that's just a whole lot easier to work with. So that's coming, okay? And I wanted you to know that it's been down for a week. Had some things occur that are just outside of my control, and I think this is better anyway. So check out morningliberty.com. And again, we will have a link to Jim Phillips and his stuff. Jim, write to your website, to preparemyfamily.com, correct?
That's right. Preparemyfamily.com is where people can get some more information on what it is that we do.
Including the 9 modules and the Provident Living 4 principles.
Yeah, well, not all those things are published there right now. I've been developing new things, and the focus has been on a lot of these live classes and presentations that I'm doing. They're going to be recorded. They'll be videotaped and available. And the website's been kind of static for a while because you can only do so much when you have limited resources. So it hasn't been changing a lot, but there is some information there. I'm working with some folks. We're going to bring on major things here in the very near future. And,
we have been invited to possibly do a television program with some of these courses that you teach, and I think we should hear back in the next couple of days whether we can, in fact, do these classes for a local television station and then share them with this local audience, but may be able to have it available to, you know, everybody, themselves.
Right.
So you can share it with your family, people who, you know, are reluctant maybe to even have this discussion.
Yeah, and then sometimes people are reluctant. Or, you know, as your friend is, some people, the reason I believe that people want to, shall we say, die, not go through it, is because it's too big, it's too much, it's too hard. It's like this lady that talked to me after class, and I don't know what her attitude was before. Obviously, she was there learning, and she's filling a stewardship. But her attitude became one of, oh, there's some hope. I mean, maybe I really can do this. And I think that's part of what causes people to not really try or to give up beforehand and simply say, I'd rather die. Now, the problem with having an attitude, I'd rather die, is what if you don't? I mean, what if something happens and you're like wounded? You may eventually die, but the process may be something you wish you weren't doing, and you're likely to say, boy, I wish I'd done something about this so I don't have to suffer so much, because unless you're just willing to literally take your life, which I think is a dumb idea, then you may find yourself not able to die as you were kind of hoping you would, and that can be a lousy position.
I think suffering is the correct issue. And as you take a look at what suffering is, I think as Americans, to a degree, we don't even realize how good we have it. And for example, I was watching the news, seeing people who were caught in these tornadoes. Imagine more than 10 tornadoes touching ground in the 7 states. At least 12 people are dead, okay? And who knew that this was going to take place? And I'm thinking there are people living in Tornado Alley, okay? But people had homes that were completely destroyed. And they're there picking up the pieces. And they're in tears. And some of these people, you know, had family who didn't make it through the event. But it's like picking up their lives from scratch. And it's very upsetting. In my life, I have lost everything a couple of times and walked away from everything a couple of times. It is difficult to start all over again and from scratch. But there's other people around the world who suffer just a whole lot more than we do every day. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
It is 33 minutes after. This is the Morning Liberty program, live at RPN. I'm RJ, my co-host on Mondays, Jim Phillips, the guru of getting ready. These tornadoes, I guess just a huge, massive supercell moved through seven states from Mississippi to Alabama, and 10 people died in Mississippi. One died in Alabama. And over the weekend as well in the Philippines, 300 homes have now been destroyed by fire. And the volcano over in Iceland, it's not done. Right now, about 10% is what the volcano is still spewing out compared to what it was, say, a week ago. And who knows what may hit in a week, right? And for me, it's not about, you know, talking about gloom and doom. It's discussing about we can survive these events, whatever the events may be, because we never know what they may be. I think it's also interesting. It's like at somebody's wedding and at somebody's funeral, these are events where you and I, we get to take a look at, you know, like an honest examination of where we are and an honest examination of our own lives. Where we are compared to where we thought we would be, what direction we are heading compared to the direction we thought we were heading. And sometimes I think we do fool ourselves. And I have had death at my door a couple of times. I have had miracles take place in my life many times. And it's like at each juncture, I'm taking an honest look at, okay, who am I really? And where am I, where are we going, honestly? And I think that, you know, we need to do this every once in a while. Sometimes it feels like we are on this wheel that we just keep, like a rat on a wheel. We just keep spinning and spinning and spinning and running and running and running and racing and racing and racing, nowhere fast. Sometimes I think it takes an event like this for us to get honest with ourselves. The honesty of who we are, the honesty of what our nation is, the honesty of our faith, the honesty of our lifestyle, the honesty of what are we doing with our lives? What are we doing with this country? Like over the weekend, right, the funeral was held, or at least a commemoration of the 29 men who died at the Upper Branch coal mine in West Virginia. And several of the people there were very glad that President Obama went there to say hi. And he met with the families of every man that died at the Upper Big Branch mine. And I'm thinking, you know, that's really wonderful that a man who is president would do that. And then the other side of me is thinking, you know, this sure looks like a photo op. This sure looks like a campaign stop. And I wonder if down in his heart he truly feels for those people. Because I think I've also heard this brought out over the weekend because of these tornadoes, these 10 tornadoes that did touch down, that this supercell did travel about 250 miles. It covered 7 states. 12 people died. Many people lost their homes. You know, the comment, sometimes events like this bring out the best in people. In fact, yesterday Obama also visited Billy Graham. Apparently Billy Graham is under the weather. And again, I'm wondering, okay, is this an honest, sincere visit by Obama, who is a Muslim? And he had publicly declared so, okay? And on my website, I have documentation of that very thing. In fact, Ron Paul, who knew, right? Who knew that he is a Freemason? No. At morningliberty.com. But we take a look at this and wonder, okay, is this an honest event? Or is this just another photo op? So Billy Graham did give to President Obama 2 Bibles. Gave a Bible to President Obama for himself, and gave a Bible to President Obama for his wife, Michelle. And I wonder, you know, will President Obama read these things, or will he just give them away, or will they just collect dust on his shelf? And I can ask that question about President Obama, but I should ask that question about myself. I could ask that question of you. And this spiritual aspect, Jim, of provident living, it's not just about the talk, it's about the walk.
Well, it surely is. You actually live those things whether you think you do or not. Who we are comes out and it just literally shows who we are ultimately. So it is having these things in place, and it about, you know, making it through these events, or I'll say making it after events, because sometimes you don't have quite as much choice about making it through something, depending on what it is. But once the earth has stopped shaking, or the wind has stopped blowing, or the ashes stop falling, whatever it is, and there you are, your car is stuck, your plane is down, any of those things, it's then when you have control. There are certain things you don't have control over. And then your, what's in your head, what's in your heart, what's your purpose, your commitment is determines whether you go forward. Many times we have people in when things are really, really tough, really bad, their life is upside down. They will just simply sit down, lay down, curl up, and they become incapable of acting, of doing, not necessarily just because of fear, but just because their life was founded in their possessions, their neighborhood, or whatever it was. And when those things are destroyed or lost, they don't have a purpose. And unless somebody is there to rescue their hiney, you know, they just shut down, literally.
You mean like our big screen TV was our purpose for life? You mean we should have other purposes rather than just our recreation?
Yeah, well, I would certainly hope so. Those things can be kind of fun to let you relax a few little while. It's okay to take a bit of a pause from life, but if the pause becomes your life, I think the meaning and the purpose has been perverted. And that's what it takes at the end of the classes. Very often what I will tell people is we've gone through some things. We talked about a few events and all the things you can do, should be doing to get prepared, and it can look like a lot, even though we organize it in a way you can get your head around it. And then sometimes people get the feeling like it's, I can't do this. This is too hard or too much. That means you don't have a purpose. You don't have a reason. It is having a reason. It is your grandchildren, and congratulations on these new ones. And
so, the event then becomes an honest gut check in who we are and where we're going.
It's an opportunity for you to demonstrate who you are, because it's now something that's outside of yourself, and you simply get to prove this is who I am, where I'm going, this is my commitment, my focus, my reason. And, yeah, a bunch of lousy stuff happens. Oh, well, move on. And that's where it should be. But you have to prepare yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all of these areas. You have to prepare yourself beforehand so that you can do that and not become devastated by an event. And by the way, there's a very real physical and psychological response called shock. And when things happen, I don't care how well prepared you are, you're going to be in a period of shock. Now, it may last for, 2 or 3 seconds for people that are prepared, and it may last forever, until the end of somebody's life, depending on how they're prepared. We will all go through shock when it's very, very severe. When you're trying to get your head around that and say, oh my goodness, life was just, everything was perfect, and now it's rubble. And if you focus on the rubble, if you focus on the problem, that's going to keep you in a state of shock longer than if you look and say, all right, what do I need to do? And by the way, what an adventure this is. I haven't done this one before, so I guess I get to learn something new. And that's the kind of attitude that I believe is important for people to develop. But you don't get it, an attitude like that. You don't get an attitude like that just by saying, okay, I got a great attitude. Isn't it wonderful? Because that's not real. That's phony. Because you'll know that you don't have the attitude, even though you put it outside to the world, down inside and you're going like, I don't know what to do. I mean, I really don't know what to do. I don't even know where to start. And that's where practicing things beforehand helped. When I was in the nuclear industry, we had drills constantly, simulated disasters and problems and things that would break and wouldn't work, and there were simulations going on all the time. And we did that so that when something really did happen, you knew what the response was. Airline pilots and military pilots in particular, they are practicing and drilling regularly. And we should be doing that in our life, is just kind of playing with these things. What if? What would I do? How would I do it? So that when things happen, it's like, okay, I can handle this. Not exactly the way I thought it would be, but I can do this. And that's where you want to be. That's the person inside of you that needs to come out.
See, I think that self-defense, a part of self-defense, is where we live, our location, and getting ourselves and our family out of harm's way. I had a discussion with one of the members of my family this weekend about love. and we were talking about, going and finding love. My discussion really came down to, you can't go find love. There are many people out there searching and searching and searching, and they never find it. Love finds you. and we have no idea, right? As we prepare and prepare, you mentioned military drills, getting ready, playing the game, what if this, what if that. I think that is at least what we can be doing. In fact, it's kind of difficult for me to see. The Donald, you know, sometimes he's right on and sometimes he's not. Over the weekend, a man named Brett Michaels, I don't know him, he doesn't know me. In fact, he's a lead singer for a rock group called Poison, and I'm thinking, I have never listened to the music. But here's a man. He has a life, he has a business, he performs, people like him. In fact, I guess he has public notoriety on this Celebrity Apprentice thing, okay? But here's a guy, and who knew? He had some kind of brain hemorrhage, and just like that, he is now in critical condition, and who knows whether he may live through it or not. And who knows, in fact, if he lives through this, what kind of condition he will be in. But here's a guy that people have now come to appreciate, have come to love maybe, and here he is, right? It wasn't a tornado that came his way. It wasn't a volcano. It wasn't an earthquake or a hurricane. It was a brain hemorrhage. And who knew? And he is now in critical condition, and if he comes out of it, what kind of man will he be? What kind of life will he have? And it's like, who knows if an event like this takes place? And it's like, sometimes it's like we have this deathbed, forgive me, please, forgive me, please. You know, we want to admit and say please, and it's like, wait a minute. We shouldn't have to wait until we are on death's bed to come to grips with what our life, what it looks like, and where we're headed.
Yeah, it's a process. This entire thing is a process of growth and change and becoming more than we were as we started out, wherever you believe we started out at. This is a process, and it's a wonderful process. It's something to be taken advantage of and utilized to make a difference in who we are, but also those people that are around us. And that's where it comes back to this, surviving, if you will. I don't always like to use the word survive because it has a lot of negative connotations to it, but just living through events and living beyond them, one of the key components is to get outside of yourself. Some of these books that I've promoted again and again, what you learn from them, the people that go through the impossible, where there's no chance really of surviving. And that's certainly true if you just don't do anything. But the people that went through tremendous things against all odds, they didn't do it for themselves. They brought themselves along, but they did it for a bigger purpose, a bigger reason, for another person, for family, whoever it was. They had something to get outside of yourself, because you have to understand, when you're in the heat of battle, if you will, when you're in the midst of these cataclysmic kinds of things, if you focus on yourself and the difficulty that you're having, the problem, the pain, the fear, the whatever it is, if you focus on that, and I call that the price. It's the price you're paying at the moment for life. If you focus on the price of the problem, it's too big to pay. It's too painful. It's too hard. What you have to do is have a prize, something that's outside of yourself. If you focus on the prize, which is where you're going, what you want to achieve, have, where you want to be, any of those kinds of things, if you focus on the prize, then the price is not too high. If you focus only on the price, it's too high. You can't do it. You don't want to do it. It's too much to pay. And that's what you learn from these situations where people have gone through the impossible. It's because they were not focused on themselves. And that's part of what I think comes about as people get some of the information and where some of the hope comes from. It's about understanding that it's possible for me to make it. So now I can focus outside myself. I can think about my children, my grandchildren, my spouse, my country, whatever it is that you want to have as a focus. And I understand I can make a difference. Your prize has gotten to be both bigger. And the prize is now bigger than the price. And that's what it comes down to. And that's part of having the hope to go through these kinds of things. And that's part of the message, along with, a bunch of technical things, if you will. It is about stuff very often, because you need to know how stuff, the material things, work and function, and what is the priority? And there's bad information.
It really surprised me, Jim, the first time we came together, and even still, that stuff is on the bottom of your list. Even provident living, stuff is last; it's not first. And many of us think, well, stuff should be first, and it's not.
It has to be in that order, because the stuff can be destroyed, lost, washed away, blown up, burned down in the blink of an eye. The stuff can be gone. Or you can have all the stuff in the world and you're just separated from it. And if your safety, your survival, or if your personal worth is founded on what you own, now what are you going to do? You're lost. And lost is not a good place to be.
See, I think that there may even be reason there why the Creator would allow this to happen. Because we need to come face to face with that reality. We'll be back after the break. This is RBN.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Good morning. It is Monday, and we are back. I'm RJ. This is the Morning Liberty Program, and my co-host every Monday, the guru of getting ready, Jim Phillips. In this segment, we have about 4 minutes. And before I was invited to join RBN, I was not on radio for about 6 years. I've been doing radio for about 19 years, but I was off for about six. And I really didn't know whether I would come back or not. I'm finding that I have a different take than most people. That there are things that I see that most people don't see in events that are happening in front of us in the news and so forth. And I, up in my prayer closet was asking, you know, God, that if He would like me to be a voice again, that He would bring it to me. I have approached, I mean, it's a part of what I do. I certainly enjoy this. I've approached a man locally who owns 7 radio stations. I've been at his door and knocking, and he has always told me he has no room for me. He owns 7 stations, and he has no room for me. And I'm thinking, I have been out of the box for some time, and it's like the Creator has had me in a learning curve for a while. And I get surprised pretty much every week, right? I am one of those who I think I know the answers. And especially when it comes down to last day events, I thought it was supposed to look like this. Talking about the Antichrist and the Mark of the Beast and the battle between Gog and Magog and Armageddon and all of that stuff and prophecy being fulfilled. I have taken a look at these things for years and paying attention just like you are, paying attention to what is happening with our country. I thought I knew what it was supposed to look like, and I'm finding that I am surprised on a regular basis about what it is turning out to be like. And I wonder from the people I have been watching and listening to for years, just like you have, that what if we can change the events that were in store for us? And I do. I consider Nineveh. I think about Nineveh, and I'm thinking those people changed. And because those people changed, their situation changed. They had a direct impact on their own lives, on their own families, and in their whole neighborhood, in their whole community. I'm thinking, if they did it, then why can't I? And there were times in Salt Lake, for example, in that small pond, that I had a lot of notoriety, and everywhere I went, people would say, ORJ, ORJ, you know, and it's like, you know, that could be fun for a few minutes, but you can't hang your hat on it, you know, and that's not why I do this. And during the 6 years of me being quiet, just like, and there's just so many things in my life that I was learning, the Creator was still sending people to my door. There have, for years, people come to my door and knocking on the door saying, RJ, you know, God told me to come and to speak with you and to share with you. And I'm thinking, I remember when this first occurred, it just really surprised me. And I have listened and I have learned and I've been watching. It's like I'm a watcher, right? I've been watching. And you see, I don't need to stand up and have notoriety, and I was willing to walk away from it, but I realize that today we need to have this discussion. We need to talk about this issue. We need to explore these things, right? So I'm taking a look at, for example, this new law in Arizona that allows policemen to stop you if they think you may be an illegal alien, an undocumented immigrant into America without your papers. And all of a sudden it struck me, if they can do it in Arizona to them, it's just a matter of time until they do it to me right where I live. We'll be back with this discussion after the break. This is RBN.
Introducing